Back home, in the face of an unwanted scene change, the makers of Shortland Street are asking the government to help out financially by extending its cashback scheme for local productions. The future of Aotearoa's longest-running drama is up in the air, with TVNZ and production company South Pacific Pictures in talks as the broadcaster looks to slash yet more costs. It's already announced four news and current affairs show will go from mid-May, and TVNZ bosses have said the nightly drama doesn't make it money and there are no sacred cows. At the moment, some local productions can get up to $20 million of costs refunded as part of a government screen production rebate scheme, but Shortland Street doesn't meet the criteria. South Pacific Pictures CEO Kelly Martin joins us now. Kia ora, Kelly. I'll get to the rebate scheme in a minute, but what is TVNZ talking to you saying about your future, the future of Shortland Street?
I think that they are saying it's tough. In one word, I think that's probably the easiest way to describe it. And we understand that, you know, this is a big show.
And so what does tough mean to you? Are they telling you you cost too much and cost them too much?
Look, I guess that's part of the reason that we're in these conversations about the rebate scheme, because we need to look at how we can fund a show like this moving forward in a market this size.
How much does it cost TVNZ, and by that I mean the shortfall?
You'll have to talk to them about that. I'm not kind of au fait with their numbers around that stuff, or not enough that I'd want to talk about it.
9 to 10 million sound accurate?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Get them on and ask them, though.
Okay, the rebate then. Why don't you qualify?
Because the way that the rebate is set up, and it's kind of an anomaly, is that it is based around a per hour cost rather than a total cost. And a show like Shortland Street, because it's fast turnaround, the per hour cost of it is teeny wee compared to every other drama probably in the world, actually. And if you were an international company coming in, you could get a rebate based on your total spend and your total investment rather than the per hour. So we're asking the government to adjust that so that the total investment is taken into account. And actually, the Australians have just done exactly this for Home and Away.
So this is the fact that you've got a cost, what is it, $500,000?
Per episode, per hour, yeah.
And you're saying that you're cheaper than that because you're a long-running show and efficient at what you do.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, because it's a big number in totality because there's so many episodes. So what we're saying is, and this is exactly what they've done in Australia, we're saying it should be based on the overall investment, which needs to be over kind of 15 million is the number that's being talked about in order to qualify. And if we were making this show in Australia and if we were coming over here and making Home and Away here, if the Australians were doing that, they would qualify for a rebate. So we're asking for this anomaly to be righted.
Well, you are making the show in New Zealand, right? And the question is, why can't you do it in a commercially viable way? If the show is so successful, why can't it pay its own way?
I think that part of that, I think it did for a long time, but I think we, as everyone knows, we are in a really tricky changeover time between linear audiences and advertising and digital audiences and advertising. And one of the things I'd say about Shortland Street is I think it will come good again, but I think we're in this strange time where the advertising market has fallen off a cliff for the broadcasters, and their digital strategy that they're all working on, that hasn't started to give proper returns yet, but it will. And the thing with a show like Shortland Street, there's been a lot of talk about, well, this is market driven, but this show is still hugely, hugely popular with New Zealand audiences. It employs lots of people. It trains lots of people. It's regularly in the top five shows. It is regularly one of the most streamed shows on TVNZ. So there's still a huge audience for it, but we are a tiny, tiny market. So it's finding a financial model that we can take into the future. And my main thing around Shorty is that we should be, it's history, it's New Zealand history, and we should
be doing. But so is the news, Kelly, some people will argue, and so are shows like Fair Go. So it's about whether you should get different treatment.
I agree with that. I agree with that, that they are special too. I can't comment on all of that. I'm trying to pull every lever I can to protect the thing that I'm responsible for.
Understand. We really appreciate your time, Kelly. Sorry, we are running short. That is the CEO of South Pacific Pictures, Kelly Martin there.